Welcome to Reinventing Professionals, a podcast hosted by industry analyst Ari Kaplan, which shares ideas, guidance, and perspectives from market leaders shaping the next generation of legal and professional services.
This is Ari Kaplan, and I'm speaking today with Matthew Veal, a European patent attorney with PatSnap, an AI-enabled patent analytics platform. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good to be here.
I'm looking forward to this conversation. So tell us about your background and your role at PatSnap.
We're an AI-enabled patent analytics platform. So what we do is we provide the platform to all sorts of users, whether it's R&D, whether it's IP professionals, whether it's lawyers, whether it's consultancies, financiers, etc. Anyone that needs to understand the data that's involved with patents. We're a really impressive visualization platform for all that patent data. We have AI built in there now to make things even better than when it was before. And by background, I'm a European patent attorney. So I used to use PatSnap as a tool at lots of different firms. And before that, I was a UKIPO patent examiner as well. So I was on the other side of the patent fence, making sure people were allowed good patents. So I progressed from IPO to patent practice and then into PatSnap, where I work with all our various clients across all sorts of verticals, helping them integrate the platform into their workflows and also providing professional service-based advice as well.
As a former UK IPO patent examiner, what do you see as the advantages of using PatSnap to regulators who are evaluating the submissions?
Thankfully, in my profession, and that I've used all sorts of patent analytics tools or patent data tools, and some of them aren't very good. And even some of the national register offices have changed in recent years, and people will know which ones I'm talking about when we go, I'm glad we don't have to use that one anymore, but the new one isn't much better. When you've got PatSnap, you don't have to worry about any of those. The user interface, the user experience is so much better. The actual strength of the platform as well, in terms of its ability to digest and bring back that analytic data, is far beyond, you know, any of the other tools that are being used, whether they're other professionally paid for tools or whether they are in-house office-based tools as well. PatSnap has a range of features, especially now that it's AI-enabled. We have all sorts of semantic type searching, which means you don't have to do Boolean searching anymore unless you want to. We have smart images, we have translations, we have quick summarizations, all the really cool stuff that generative AI gives you.
How does PatSnap partner with legal professionals?
With the legal professionals, they use patent data in a slightly different way to what you might use as an R&D professional. But one of the use cases are for patentability searches. Before you go to the USPTO, your new client comes in with I've got an idea for a new invention. Before you submit to the cost and time of filing a new patent and drafting it up, you can do a quick search and go, actually, it's known or it's obvious, or this is what we know about and we have to work around. Same thing goes for freedom to operate. When a client comes in and goes, actually, what is my risk if I take this product to market? You can give them that information as well. And then when you move beyond the day-to-day consultation and prosecution that you might be doing, filing and drafting, talking to examining officers, you might get more involved in the strategic side of advising your clients. Then they need to know, what should I patent? Where should I patent? When should I patent? And how do I take it to market? And how does it all tie together? And that's where it really comes into its own. The patent data and the analytics that we've got there, the AI-enabled insights that are there to be able to say, this is what your competitors are doing. This is what they filed. This is where they filed. How are you going to respond to it? How are you going to take that next step forward? So it allows you as a legal professional to take that next step and go beyond just, I'm doing a transactional-based business, to I'm a trusted advisor on my client because I have this wealth of information.
What verticals does PatSnap serve?
Absolutely everyone. There's no vertical that I can think of that doesn't benefit from having access to patent data. Specific tools, however, you know, we have a specific platform for chemical-based companies. So we can do structure searches, searching through patent data for structures and extracting that. So that's really useful and helpful. Whether it's life sciences and the healthcare medical industry, we have things like our drug discovery platform, Synapse, as well as our bio, so we can do sequence searches and all sorts of really cool stuff there. And then from the R&D side, which when we think patent data is quite dense and hard to get into if you're an engineer, because there's lots of patentees and legal terms and stuff that's really irrelevant, and you just want to know who's been inventing stuff and what do they invent, then we have Eureka that really simplifies it, is AI-driven and really helpful for that non-PatSnap or patent professional to really engage with that patent data.
How does PatSnap incorporate AI into its platform?
Absolutely. Recently, we launched a Copilot, and everyone has Copilots involved with their software now because they are the next best thing. They are an assistant that really helps you understand that patent data. Most importantly, from PatSnap's point of view, is that the model that we use, the large language model, is trained entirely in-house on our patent data. That means it's secure, it's trustworthy, and most importantly, it doesn't give you rubbish. It doesn't, you know, when we talk about garbage in, garbage out, and in the recent news, the biases that might sneak into AI models and, you know, present you with wrong case laws. That's one from the legal profession where a young attorney submitted a file to a judge with made up cases. That doesn't happen with PatSnap. It's trained on our data. The data's clean. So good stuff in, good stuff out.
How can legal professionals responsibly innovate by leveraging AI?
I don't want to opine too much because I know there are people much wiser than me setting out regulations and standards and trying to agree on the way forward. And I do know that there's a difference between jurisdictions. The US might be taking one approach. Europe has taken another. You will see maybe the AI Act that's come into law soon in Europe. That's probably the first framework around regulated AI in the world going forward, whereas the USPTO has recently released guidance, which has reaffirmed its commitment to saying AI is all well and good, but there still has to be a significant human input involved in anything, whether that's from generating content in sort of the copyright world or generating ideas for the patent world.
How do you see the protection of intellectual property evolving?
It depends on a series of questions before it. So if we get to a position where AI is inventing, then effectively it might become an arms race between the people that have access to highly trained models and AI to keep generating and innovating versus people that don't. I firmly believe that humans still have a place, and I still have a job, and you still have a job, and AI hasn't taken over completely yet. So I think we'll still see that the human element of this is still very important. But AI obviously helps us a lot.
This is Ari Kaplan speaking with Matthew Veal, a European patent attorney with PatSnap, an AI-enabled patent analytics platform. Matthew, thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Good to be here.
Thank you for listening to the Reinventing Professionals podcast. Visit reinventingprofessionals.com or arikaplanadvisors.com to learn more.